Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
In a 5-4 decision authored by Justice Clarence Thomas, the U.S. Supreme Court gave a striking victory to crisis pregnancy centers in California. One of those cases involves our case. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. And Matt, this is a major victory. These cases, there's four of them, one of which was actually argued, the NIFLA case. Four of them are pending at the U.S. Supreme Court. One of them is our case in which we represent crisis pregnancy centers. California required these crisis pregnancy centers to post a notice of 29 words in 48-point font. Now, I encourage people to go type something on your computer and then expand it to 48-point font. See how big it is. And they required them to post a notice, 29 words, 48-point font, referring people to low or no-cost abortions and providing the telephone number where they could contact these facilities for abortion. And it had to be posted at the entrance, in the lobby, in any printed material, online, and even on a billboard. This is a great decision. The lower courts, the California courts, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, all upheld it and said, it's no problem. You can do that. No problem with free speech. But the U.S. Supreme Court reversed 5-4, a great victory for free speech.
Yeah, boy, we're starting to get kind of used and accustomed to this winning, as they say, you know, with the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision where the First Amendment won, freedom of speech won. Now this decision where an overt attack trying to compel speech, to try to force pro-life entities, crisis pregnancy centers, to spread a message that is pro-death, that would steer people to have abortions. It was unconscionable on its face. It was clearly unconstitutional. And thankfully, the Supreme Court has made that official.
Yeah, this is great news. This particular regulation applied both to licensed and unlicensed crisis pregnancy centers. Now, one thing, a little twist, is that Noel Francisco, who was the Solicitor General on the case, actually filed a brief in this case. And this is under the Trump administration, so not everyone in that DOJ, the Department of Justice, is necessarily on the same page that we are. And his argument, which the court rejected, was that it's unconstitutional to require licensed pregnancy centers to give this notice, but it's okay for unlicensed pregnancy centers to be required to give this notice. Now, there's no distinction between that and a First Amendment, and fortunately, the Supreme Court rejected it, reversed. This means our case. It's a great victory for us. It's a great victory for our clients. It's a great victory for crisis pregnancy centers. It is unconscionable to have a crisis pregnancy center. These centers are not taking government funds, but even if they were, it's unconscionable to have a ministry that is in the ministry of saving lives be required to give a 29-word message pointing people to a place where they can take the very lives that they are attempting to save. And that's exactly what California did. This is what happens in California when ideologues in the California legislature go so far, as they have, on these situations that they become blinded and they use the government to force people to promote a message of death. The Supreme Court rejected that and gave a great victory for crisis pregnancy centers. And Matt, this decision is not only going to benefit those in California, this has an implication across the country.
It does. And we keep seeing these overreaches, you know, out in California, all of these laws, you know, they're pushing through the law that would effectively ban the Bible, would ban sharing stories and books and so forth about freedom from the homosexual lifestyle. That's as gross an overreach as this. I think that will eventually, if it goes through, will be shot down. But the larger picture here, we need to look at who is it that is always trying to engage in censorship or forced speech, trying to silence all dissent and trying to force people, compel people to carry their water and spread a message that they embrace. It's always the left. It's always the cultural Marxist left without fail. And under this administration, at least, and under this current makeup in the United States Supreme Court, we even have liberal justices saying this is a bridge too far. The left has gone off the rails here.
Yeah, they have gone too far, and this is just an example of how far they've gone. Now, Justice Breyer dissented in this particular case. This just goes to show you how far some of the justices on the U.S. Supreme Court have gone with regards to disrespecting the Constitution and putting ideology, especially when it comes to abortion and LGBT issues, above constitutional provisions of the First Amendment and other cherished liberties. This is a great decision, though. And when I was there at the oral argument, watching the oral argument on this case, it was very clear, I think, at the time, that we were going to have a great victory. I think one of the turning points is that even if you had a billboard, and on that billboard you had a message, choose life, just two words, and then down somewhere on the billboard you had the name of the Crisis Pregnancy Center, that alone, not even advertising or mentioning the services that the Crisis Pregnancy Center chooses, not even an address, that alone would trigger this disclaimer or this notice, 29 words. And guess what? Not just in large font, but in 13 languages, depending upon where you are in the state. And that's dependent upon how many, I guess, recognized languages there are, I guess, in that local governmental entity. And some places, it's up to 13. So you'd have all these 29-word messages in 13 languages.
Where would you even put all that on a billboard?
Then
you don't even have room for your little message. Now, I guess you put up a pro-life message up in the little, you know, 12-point font up in the corner. I mean, it is so overreaching, so absurd, you'd think that even the liberal justices would have balked at it.
Yeah, and I think that's clear here that it just went way too far. The question here is, how much longer are we going to allow these kinds of things to happen where people are punished because of their constitutionally protected free speech, free exercise of religion? This is a punctuation point. You can't go this far. And Liberty Counsel, now we're going to go back after having this case before the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to go back and we're going to apply for attorney's fees in California. California needs to pay attorney's fees for this unconstitutional act. And there are all four cases, representing different crisis pregnancy centers. All of them are going to be entitled to receive attorney's fees from the state of California because of this unconstitutional provision. Had it gone the other way, again, this is 5-4.
Yeah.
5-4, one vote difference. I actually predicted it would be maybe 6-3 or 7-2, but
yeah,
I knew
surprised.
It would at least be 5-4. I'm surprised that we didn't get some more of the liberal-leaning justices. Frankly, surprised that Sotomayor didn't join on here based on her comments, and even Kagan. I knew Ginsburg wouldn't and Breyer wouldn't. But at the other hand, it is a victory. What this means is, in fact, that we have to make sure the next justice is a good justice who supports and will interpret the Constitution according to its original understanding. If you did that, there would be no problem.
President Trump has a chance to really shape the makeup of this court for generations to come.
Yes, he does. That's why these midterm elections are so critical to the future, not only of the U.S. Supreme Court and to the sanctity of human life and marriage and so many other things, including our liberty, but also for our other values that we have in this country. I encourage you to register to vote and vote. We have information in our Silence is Not an Option Action Pack. We're wanting to get this out to thousands and thousands of churches and pastors around the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and there you can make a difference. You can order the Silence is Not an Option Action Pack. It's a DVD along with our Patriot's Handbook. And also remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and support. We're there at the Supreme Court representing your values, representing innocent human life. We couldn't be there if you weren't praying for us and financially supporting us. Go to lc.org. You can make an online contribution now. You can also commit to pledge a monthly support for Liberty Counsel. lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.